18 years ago, Ann Arborite, saxophonist Vincent York, had a vision to form a jazz group to visit schools and community centers to explain how jazz has brought people of diverse nationalities and races together as an important part of American culture. The National Association for Multicultural Education, NAME, or NAME, will recognize Vincent's efforts with a national award in Cleveland on Saturday.
This award means a lot to me because in jazzistry, we try and enlighten people to a big part of it is diversity. And a big part about NAME is that it is a live organization which you get a chance to see this diversity in every way, whether it's an ethnic group or the diversity of women doing a lot of things. And so I've been impressed. I had always hoped to be a part. At one point, I thought, well, I need to join this organization. And what stopped me is just that I've just been so busy trying to get footing and getting jazzistry stabilized and sustainable till I just didn't feel like I had the time to go and do the things that I really wanted to do. And so this is a door opener for us to go in there and make some friends and see if we can find a way to work together.
Vincent quickly explained Jazzistry's mission.
Our mission is that we're an educational organization using live performance to teach children and adults the story of jazz and its role in American history and culture.
This award will help Vincent realize his dream of multicultural, historic, and artistic education perceived through the lens of jazz music.
It's always been my vision to take jazzistry nationally as well as internationally. Not my vision to do it personally. Actually, my vision was to hopefully get it into colleges. I think today, you know, they teach young people all of this music. They prepare them to go out and, you know, become the stars of jazz, stars of tomorrow. And yet, we don't have the audience there. And so I think if this were a part of a university's curriculum, where they, just like a doctor, goes and interns, their internship would be to do jazzistry. That way they would be able to do something about audiences understanding what the heck it is that they're doing. So getting this award really, it holds the hope of jazzistry catching on and getting outside of the state of Michigan so that, and, you know, it's not a save-all program. It's just one element, one program that can really help to embed this and to help jazz continue moving. I mean, it was born, as I said, from 1890 through 1920. And we've got all of that history from that point on. And right now, the ears of many of the young listeners are not equipped to understand what it is that we're doing.
WEMU has been a Jazzistry partner since 1998. We congratulate Vincent York and Jazzistry, the program based in Ann Arbor, on this national award and recognition. For WEMU, I'm Linda Yohan.